Welcome, everybody, to Conversations That Matter. I am your host, Alex Newman, and we have an incredibly special guest for you today. He is a longtime veteran Disney employee. He's been with the company 18 years. In fact, he is still there today. I can't give you too many details, but he has been blowing the whistle and exposing some incredible things. His name is Nick Catarano. Nick, thank you so much for joining us. And you kind of burst into the national spotlight. You were with Laura Ingraham and our great governor here in Florida, Ron DeSantis. Tell us what's going on with Disney. I mean, everybody's saying it's, you know, grooming children and they're putting transgender characters and queer things in all the movies. I mean, what is going on?
Alex, thanks for having me. I've talked about it. It's been a slow burn for a while. You know, we all know Disney's gone pretty woke and they were doing it by degrees. My fight originated with the mandates. It didn't make any sense to me with the vaccine mandates. Then the discrimination, thank goodness for Governor DeSantis that was able to halt the mandates here in the state of Florida. But the discrimination that even goes on now, even at my location, so many people are jabbed, triple jabbed. They're all getting COVID right now. Mm-hmm. And yet we're being treated differently as outcasts, you know, being singled out. So I'm real disappointed about that. But the latest thing with the wokeness, just the fact that they just came out blatantly with it and they doubled down, they misrepresented the education and parental rights bill. And they went with that false narrative. I mean, most of the news these days,
don't say gay, right? Yeah.
Right. Don't say gay. It was a real clincher, you know, and for most people these days, they go on sound bites and they don't pay attention. Nobody digs in or reads anything. And so, you know, they worked it that way, but just to see, we could see the activists doing it and the small groups doing it, but to see Disney piggyback on that and then allow that video out, which I feel they did it on purpose, just really, to me, shows that there's a bigger agenda. I think this is where whoever's leading the country, these corporations, this is where they want to go. And I think all this is really just ripping the fabric of our country apart. And I think they're just kind of putting all solid odds at each other, making us fight each other and pushing things in the background, and we're seeing things fall apart. And I think that's just part of it.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with more about an ulterior agenda. I mean, it's obviously not a good business decision. Disney has lost, last time I checked, I think $63 billion worth of market cap in the last month or so. So clearly this has been terrible for business. Our legislature here in Florida and our governor signed into law a measure taking away their special privileges and their tax breaks. So what is the agenda, Nick? What do you think they're trying to accomplish, and why are they, why are they doing this? Like, their customer base is families with children, and yet they're catering to this tiny fringe minority, the overwhelming majority of whom have no children, and they're in the process, I think, alienating the people who are most likely to be their customers. Obviously, it can't be about a good business decision. What's the motivation here?
I think it's they're creating culture. You know, it's to me, it's the tail wagging the dog. You know, for a long time, we kind of think that culture is kind of driving a lot of these things. But if you start paying attention, you've watched the movies, you've watched the things that have been creeping in, the TV shows, things that are breaking on Netflix, like Cuties, for example. These things are really creating culture and they're pushing the envelope. And I think once they shock people, they kind of regress a little bit and then they push a little bit further. And I think mostly if you have strong family, strong religious beliefs, faith, strong community, those things really keep a country together and keep communities together and keep families together. And I think all these things are just designed to really start trying to chipping away at all these different things. And when you look at it in the bigger scheme of things, I mean, we're under attack now with inflation, the border, medical freedom. I mean, you could go down the list of all kind of things. And I think most people, most decent people, they're just getting worn down. And I feel that that's kind of like, you know, I've used in Epic Times in one of the articles with Nanette Holt, I said it's like a tool in the Marxist toolbox. And then all these little tools are just meant to really grind us down and to get people just to give up. And I feel like there's, you know, I looked at the Biden administration. One of the first things executive orders was the trans men in sports, in women's sports. I mean, that was a crazy thing that's on the top of his agenda. But you see that with Disney jumping on board with that, I think, and you watch what that does to women's sports and all these young girls and opportunities and growing up, and they learn to work together. Everything that sports, the positive things that sports gives you, they're chipping away at every good thing, every bit of innocence in kids. And I think it's just, it's programming, it's grooming, it's creating a really cynical and non-innocent or corrupt, I guess, society. And I guess there's people that really want to see this. I you know, no decent person could understand because we don't think that way, but there's something to gain from it. And maybe it's all the marbles. I don't know.
Yeah. Terrifying, but I suspect you are right on the money, Nick. You know, you work there, you deal with the people who work there, and you deal with the customers who come in. And I'm just curious, what's the atmosphere like at Disney? You know, I've been seeing a lot of protests popping up. You know, there's people out there saying, stop grooming our kids, you pedophiles, keep your hands off our kids. I'm also reading, I don't know if it's true, but I'm reading that there's been a lot less traffic at the Orlando airport, a lot of people canceling their trips to Disney. How do the employees feel that you deal with? I mean, I'm sure they don't all have the same opinions, but what's the general mood there among the staff? And also, what are you noticing in terms of customers? I talked to a guy the other day who showed up with a shirt that says Disney is grooming our children. Are you seeing a lot of that? Are people really pushing back?
I haven't personally seen that, Alex. I worked last night, actually. And the amazing thing is, you know, the guests that are coming in, 100% of my guests last night were fantastic. They were family people. It was really good to see. We're a little slower than usual. But because of COVID, we're at half capacity from what we were originally. So they're already operating at a less capacity. But I mean, just seeing these families and what made me love my job is just being involved with them. That's kind of still there. I think cast members, a lot of them are really scared. I think a lot of people that think differently, we've seen that prior to the first election, that's when the divisions really started happening. And then with the mandates and the discrimination, people are really scared, but a lot of people confide in me. I have a lot of people walking up and just quietly telling me, thank you. We appreciate you being our voice. People that are really upset by what's going on. But I think everybody puts on this, you know, the good face, and they just keep working together. I'm pretty fortunate in my location. I have been there 18 years. I have established relationships. And I really love, you know, my coworkers. It's like a family. So you may have some difficulty with choices and people speaking up and stuff, but at the end of the day, we still find a way to look past it and work together. And I'm really grateful for that. But Disney as a whole, there's a lot of bad blood, a lot of hurt feelings, a lot of disappointment, a lot of confusion going on, and a lot of people scared to speak up in general. And that's what I'm hearing from different people. One instance, I got a call from a call center where they're hiring a lot of alternative types is how this person described it. And she said she's in the woman's bathroom and men in beards in dresses and leopard print and stilettos walking into the bathroom. I mean, I'm not here to judge somebody's lifestyle, but that's not something that's conducive to a good work environment. And the conversations of sexual conversations happening openly, these things are being supported where before you just couldn't get away with these kind of things. And now this stuff, it just seems like it's the beginning and it's the canary in the coal mine, and they're just kind of pushing the envelope and opening the doors for I'm not sure how far they're going to take it.
Wow, it's unbelievable. You know, I know you were with the governor just recently on the Laura Ingraham show. I was just with the governor a couple of nights ago. I spoke at one of his events, the DeSantis Day dinner. Had an opportunity to speak about the Bible and the importance of morality and trying to maintain freedom. But, you know, what is the feeling there among management and even among employees with what the legislature did? I mean, this what happened was really historic. I think a lot of people don't understand the significance of this. Disney had a deal where they could basically operate their own local government. They could, you know, do their own taxes, their own basically their own government that they controlled. Nobody else has that in Florida, no other corporations. And now that's lost. Is there concern about job losses, or is the management freaking out, or has it just kind of blown over so far?
No, nobody's talking about that. I've had different managers throughout property kind of quietly just tell me that they don't understand why they've taken these stands, and that they looked at the bill and they understand it has nothing to do with what they said. Nobody's really talking about it. It's just like when the big walkout was planned, nobody was talking about that either. Mm-hmm. A lot of people keeping things close to the vest. And talking within their own echo chambers, so to speak. But I do know that I've been really surprised by the support and the people that have reached out to me that are really grateful that somebody's actually speaking out. And we're all grateful here in Florida for Governor DeSantis. That was my first opportunity to meet him. And when you, and I think you could attest to this, when you meet him, you look him in the eye and you shake his hands, you really see a genuine person who cares. And we're really fortunate for that. So we're grateful. And we have no idea where all this is going, but it's definitely a crazy time.
Yeah, that's true. I know it's true. The governor is really, really popular. Even a lot of Democrats like him because we got to keep our freedoms and our jobs during the pandemic. Kids kept going to school. Before we let you go, Nick, what's your message, first of all, to the leaders of the Disney corporate, you know, the board of directors and the people at the highest levels making these decisions? And then what's your message to families? I mean, do you have any thoughts for families that are right now thinking about, should we keep letting our kids watch Disney movies? Should we book a trip to Disney or should we skip it? So what's your message to the leadership of the company and to just average families?
So the leadership of the company, I think the conservatives that wrote that open letter anonymously, I think just stay out of politics. You know, have respect for all people. We've all gotten along. It's really a diverse workforce. We've all gotten along for years. There haven't been any issues. Why are you creating issues now? And just like with the mandates that make no sense with all the data and all the facts and people getting COVID that are triple boosted, quadruple boosted. I mean, why don't we just come back to common sense and reality and reevaluate these things, which has been my message from the beginning. For families, Alex, you know, it's kind of hard to say, don't come support our business. But I think at the bottom line, at least for the investors, I think at the very top of this corporation, a lot of these corporations, they don't even care about business anymore. They're pushing these agendas. But I would say that the investors and the people that could really put the pressure on them, I think if they see people dropping out and not coming back and writing, Disney takes letters seriously, but I think if they got them in the millions, and voice their concerns, their opinions, I think we can move the needle on this and we can move the needle in the country. I think people just really got to stop being silent and expecting a savior and one or two people to save them. I think we all got to get engaged and involved and let our voices be heard, truth and love, but firmly. And I think if we could all come forward united, I mean, you emceed the Largo event with all the doctors. Just to see how many people showed up for an event like that. There's a lot of people out there, but there's a lot less of them speaking out and taking a stand together.
Yeah, so true. Well, Nick, I want to thank you so much for your courage and speaking out. Thank you for joining us and sharing your time with us here on this program. We wish you all the best in your efforts and in your job and in you know doing what you love to do. So we thank you very much for coming on. Any websites, any way for people to follow you on social media before you go?
You know, everybody's been asking me that. I'm part of a great organization now, County Citizens Defending Freedom, CCDF, USA.com. Look them up. They're a great organization locally. They're in three states right now. I have a website, goofyvaccine.com, that gives you a little bit of the history and the fight, the mandate fight. And I need to update it. I've just been so busy. I'm on Twitter with a humble following, but I post a lot of my thoughts. I'm pretty transparent on there. I'm surprised I haven't gotten canceled. So maybe not having a big following is part of that. But I'd love to interact with people on there. So that would be great.
Well, we appreciate it so much. Thanks again, Nick. Appreciate
thanks,
it.
Thanks for your time, Alex.
All righty, folks. That was Nick Catarano, Disney employee of 18 years, speaking out in a very, very prominent and major way. I want to thank you for tuning in. I'm Alex Newman. This is Conversations That Matter for the New American Magazine. Until next time, God bless you all.